You're listening to the Deal Farm Podcast with Ken Corsini. Educating, inspiring, and connecting you to real estate deals. And now, your host, Ken Corsini.
Hey, this is Ken Corsini with The Deal Farm. Today on our Best Deal Ever episode, we've got Cheryl Lee. Cheryl, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. Thanks for being on the show. So Cheryl is a local investor here in Atlanta who has been in the real estate business for what, about 15 years?
15 years,
and she's done a little bit of everything. So Cheryl, tell us a little bit about how you got into real estate and what you're doing now.
I started with a foreclosure law firm, transitioned into becoming an auctioneer. So I cry foreclosures, and then I did title abstracting or title exams, and then went to becoming an agent and doing investments here and there in between all of that.
So you've done a little bit of everything, and I'm sure being an auction crier, you've seen all sorts of good deals cross over your plate.
Yes, several.
So in talking about our best deal ever, would that be something that came from an auction?
Yes, I had a deal that I partnered with another investor, and that was at an auction.
Okay, so tell us how that came down.
Basically, property came up, and the opening bid was $100. It was one full acre of land with a double-wide mobile home, and it's a three-bedroom, two-bath mobile home, and acre of land in Cherokee County is anywhere from $7,000 to $8,000 for a full acre, and this for the trailer and the land. It was a land home deal, came up to be $100.
Now, help me understand that. How is it that a house could go for auction and the bank set the minimum bid for $100?
The minimum bid was $100, yes.
And is that because the bank expected the bidding to go up? They didn't expect it to actually sell for $100, did they?
Most likely they expected just to drive it up and see what they can get for a trailer on the land.
Okay. So this was a deal where you were the crier on the deal. And you knew that it was coming up, and so you went ahead and did you line up a partner ahead of time?
No, actually, I did not have the opening bid at that time. So me and another investor had agreed that we were going to partner on a deal sometime soon. And once I got the opening bid, because when you show up at the auctions, not all the time you have an opening bid. Once I called in, the law firm called in at me and gave me the opening bid. He was all over it, and he said, "You want to partner on this deal?" And I said, "Yes, I would like to partner on this deal."
So is opening bid, and it's not really an indication of what it's eventually going to sell for. You just knew, okay, this is a low reserve. And in your mind, what did you think it was potentially going to get bid up to?
Oh, I was thinking for mobile home on 1 acre in that area, they can sell for a good deal about 10 grand.
Okay.
$10,000.
So you guys went into this thinking that you would potentially buy this trailer on an acre for 10 grand.
Hopefully a lot less, maybe a couple grand, but what they go for is about 10,000.
Okay. I got you. So your hope is, okay, maybe we'll get it for a few thousand dollars.
Right.
So you get up there, you start crying the deal, and your investor partner was there.
My partner was there. I'm actually the lender. I loan money out of my Roth IRA for this investor to buy something. And he came up in Georgia. The minimum bid is a dollar over the opening. And so he bid $101, and no other investors bid against him. Therefore, we were the successful bidder.
So you bought a trailer, a three-bedroom, two-bath trailer on an acre for $101.
$101.
That's insane. In Cherokee County, Georgia, which is actually a very good location. It's not like you're in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you guys end up buying this house. Now, was there any sort of title work that needed to be done? Anything clouded? Any messes you had to clean up?
No, with the foreclosure auctions, any junior liens get wiped away. The only thing that does not get wiped away is a federal tax lien, which hangs on only for 120 days. This property did not have federal tax lien, and the property taxes, which is another lien that does not get wiped away, were current. So everything was good.
So you guys, and this is, I think, true for most investors that buy at the auction, you do your research up front before you bid on a house. You know what's out there, make sure that there's no federal tax liens.
Correct. Always do due diligence.
Okay. So you guys went into this auction knowing that there was no hair on this deal. You bought it for $101. Then what did you guys do?
And luckily, it already had a tenant in place. That tenant said that they've been living there for 3 or 4 years. So everything was good until he lost his job. We had to get them out. We got another tenant in place, and they kind of trashed it. So we ended up putting a few thousand dollars into this property, and then decided that we wanted to do an owner finance deal. So we listed it for $79,000 owner finance with, you have to put a down payment. We did not specify a down payment. The way this investor that I partner with works is he just says you have to put a non-refundable down payment. We had a buyer that came up willing to pay $79,000 for 1 acre of land with a 3-2 mobile home, and they ended up putting $19,000 down.
Oh my gosh. Well, let me get this straight. So you bought this trailer for $100 basically. You had a tenant in place when you bought it. The tenant was there for what, a year?
They were ended up being right at 10 months, and they were paying $700 a month.
So you walk into a trailer that's paying $700 a month. So literally in the first couple of days, you got your money back.
Pretty much, yes.
Okay.
Made a profit.
Unbelievable. All right. So then that tenant loses their job. They move out. Mm-hmm. You put another tenant in there. The second tenant didn't work out so well.
Yes.
They were in there for months.
A couple months.
Yeah. Couple months, trashed the place, moved out. Okay. Now you're like, well, now we got to put some money into this thing finally. Mm-hmm. So you guys go ahead and put some money into it, fix it up. But instead of putting a tenant back in place, you decide, let's see if we can owner finance that thing. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Correct.
So where did you advertise this for an owner finance?
Put a sign, a handwritten ugly sign in the yard. Owner finance, $79.9.
That's it.
Yep.
It wasn't like an MLS.
No.
It wasn't in Craigslist.
It was not listed.
You just put a sign in the front yard.
Put a sign in the yard.
And just said, let's see what happens.
Exactly.
So $79,000, you end up selling this to somebody who then does an owner finance, and they put how much money down?
They put $19,000 down, and they're paying $795 a month.
Oh my, folks, this is unbelievable. She bought this thing for $100 and then turned around and sold it for $79,000 with...
It's a 10-year note.
10-year note.
They're paying almost $800 a month, and they've been there 2 years now. Take care of the place. They're the owners, so we don't have to fix up anything. We don't have to do anything.
And so who's actually collecting those? Do you have another management company that's collecting the rents, or you guys just do it yourself?
No, the investor that I work with, since I was the lender on the deal, he's the property manager. That is our agreement.
Okay.
He goes by there, says, hey, you need, air filters changed, so that way he can make sure the property's still in good shape. And then he collects the rent.
And it's not really rent. It's actually a mortgage payment.
Right. It's the mortgage.
And it's a fully amortized over 10 years.
Yep.
10 years. At $800 a month.
Yep.
And honestly,
with $19,000 down.
With $19,000 down. Again, $19,000 on a property that you paid $100
for. They know it's a non-refundable down payment.
Anytime you're doing an owner finance, obviously the more money you can get down, the better, because that's going to tie them to the deal. I mean, the likelihood of them walking away after putting, $19,000 down is pretty slim.
Correct.
But if they did, okay, great. I'll take your $19,000, your $800 a month that I collected. And do it again.
Well,
right?
And they were behind for a couple months, and they got an eviction notice, or they got a notice that they were going to be foreclosed.
Okay.
And then they straightened up. They thought the $19,000 paid a few months up front. But we told them, you were buying this house. If you do not pay the lender, then you get foreclosed on. And
absolutely,
that straightened them up. So, and the thing is, if they don't pay and they get out, we have a non-refundable $19,000. We have the $800 they paid for the last couple of years. We'll put another sign in the yard for $79,900 owner finance.
So now where did you come up with the price, $79,000?
That was just some houses around there are, going about that much. This one is a mobile home, so it's not a standard house, but we just thought we'd see what happens and go from there.
Okay, so for somebody that's out there thinking, okay, I need to start buying at the auctions because I can buy houses for $100 and sell them for $79,000, maybe speak some reality into this situation for us.
Yes, I have been an auctioneer for 13 years, and the closest I've seen any property being sold at auction is $5,000, so $100 is not probable. It's not likely.
Okay.
Out of 13 years... 12 times a year, I've only seen that the one time ever happen.
Wow. And it just happened to be one that you were bidding on.
Yeah.
Which is why it's your best deal ever story.
Yes.
Because it is a phenomenal deal. So Cheryl, I guess tell us a little bit. So you've done a little bit of everything. You've done title work. You're a real estate agent. What are you doing now?
I'm actually working with an investment firm, 360, and they do all aspects of the all aspects of the deal. They do turnkey investing, buy properties, acquisitions, working with investors out in California primarily.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, and you've got the experience definitely to educate investors that you're working with. So Cheryl, thanks so much. We're at the 10-minute mark. Thanks for being on the show. That is definitely going to go down as one of the best deal evers, I think, at buying a property for $100 and selling it for $79,000. That's pretty amazing.
Well, thank you.
All right, Cheryl. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Right. Bye.
Bye. Hey, Deal Farm Podcast listeners, this is Ken Corsini with a special offer. In an effort to get our podcast off the ground and as much traction as possible, we have a favor to ask. And in return, we're going to give you a free t-shirt. That's right, a free Deal Farm Podcast t-shirt mailed directly to your address. We just ask you to do 5 simple things to help us get this thing off the ground. Number 1, if you would subscribe to us in iTunes. Number 2, if you would like our page in Facebook. Number 3, if you would share our page in Facebook. And number 4, if you would follow us on Twitter. And lastly, number 5, if you would download all of our episodes in iTunes. So initially, we're going to have between 30 to 40 episodes when we launch the podcast. We would just ask that you download all of those episodes through iTunes. So once you do that, just send us an email to offers@dealfarm.net. Give us your name, your address, and your t-shirt size, and we will mail you a free t-shirt. Now, all of that said, we don't necessarily have a way to know if you downloaded all of our episodes. So some of this is on the honor system. We're going to trust that if you say you downloaded all of them, that you actually downloaded all of them. And when you do all 5 of those things, again, real quick, if you would subscribe through iTunes, like our Facebook page, share our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, and download our episodes through iTunes, we will send you a free t-shirt. Thanks so much, and I hope you take advantage of this free offer.